Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey!
Hey! It's Thursday!
Thursday's just like Friday.
Okay. Just like it's Friday. What is up, AfterBuzzers? We are going to be talking all things Married at First Sight Australia Season 7, and we're talking Episodes 8 and 9. I'm one of your hosts, Lanisha, but I cannot do it without my men over here that held it down last week, starting with Tyler Tyson.
Yo, what's up? What's up? What's up? Let me get in frame a little bit. I don't want my arm to be cut off the edge.
Okay,
what's up? How y'all doing?
Gotta look good.
Oh, you know.
And of course, we can't forget Fresh Elgin Ball.
Always. Yo, what's up? What's up?
Oh my gosh, I missed you guys last week, but you guys definitely held it down. Thank you so much.
No, we missed you because y'all ever been a part of those groups in school when there was one person that did all the work, and then when that person doesn't show up, then you have to do some work. And you're like,
right.
That was Elgin and I last week.
I can't do it without you guys. Okay. But let's get into some of these crazy couples, okay? Normally, we always do it by couple, but since this two episodes, they were all mixed together, we're actually going to break it down scene by scene. So let's start first with episode 8, the dinner, aka the disaster.
Yeah.
So we started all nice at first. We get our first five couples. First, we get Kathy and Joshua that came in talking about their wonderful sex life and that they got it in. Whoop, whoop. Okay, clap, clap, yes. Then we had Poppy and Luke come in. Then we had Connie and Jonathan, Stacy and Michael, and then Michelle and Steven. So those are our first five couples that came in. And Poppy brings up a beautiful question with all the ladies. I don't know what is with the girls just talking about this, but Poppy brings up who had sex first. And we know two of them that did. So it was Kathy and then Stacy. They're the ones that actually got it in. The rest are probably pitting each other. And it's funny how they're all like, you know, comparing to one another. What do you guys think about that?
Well, me? Okay. So the first thing that I noticed is that, and I think this is just a societal issue, we as a society are quick to try to find our teammate and be basically ready for battle together. Whether we're actually in love or not is irrelevant. If we have enough common things that we like about each other, in the case of that Michael and that Stacy is who he's with. Mm-hmm. In the case of Michael and Stacy, we've already talked about the fact that once she realized he had a couple dollars, her whole attitude changed and she's down for whatever.
Well,
and so because of that, though, I think that is, and I venture to say that a lot of times privileged couples, I'll say it that way, they have the opportunity to fall in love, or not even fall in love, to get into those situations, whereas most other couples that aren't as privileged, they actually do try to fall in love with somebody that they like, because, you know, we're trying to make this happen for real, for real. So I just feel like we really got to see even those people whose relationships were trash. They were putting on this front like it was just all good. Because even in that first five, all of those first five, they weren't like stellar. There was like two or three in that first five.
Mm-hmm. And Stacy thought she was Stacy and Michael thought they were the best couple. What about you, Elgin? What do you think about these couples going on?
I think they were on their best behavior, putting their best foot forward for all these other people. And I feel like it was only three couples for me that actually felt genuine. And that's even like giving them a little bit of room to wiggle with. So it was just awkward seeing it from these last, like the last six episodes, like from then to now. And it was funny that Tyler brought that up because I think it is Michael and Stacey. You know, she was on her best behavior because she already secured the coin. Like, okay. She said, look, I already got this money. I just got to make it, you know, to the house, to the mansion with the TV theater and everything. And we're going to be good. And then, you know, the couple that stuck out for me the most was Ivan. And I was like, dang. That man really did put on an act just for his wife only, and then she finally got to see how he reacted with other people, and I was just like, you know what, this is a lot of ghetto going on, you know? So
I was ready to see when he was actually going to show more of his true colors, because I thought he exposed himself at the wedding, but she at the reception, but she was able to, you know, bring that back on in. So I was waiting for this moment. A shout out to everybody in the chat room. The Whiskey Blues is excited. He said, he or she said, yay, I caught a live show and wanted to know how all of you are doing. I'm doing well, but y'all can tell them how y'all are doing.
Yes, I am blessed. Okay, that's all I gotta
say. I'm blessed and highly favored.
Come on, highly favored. And India B. India B was like, yep, Poppy got right into that girl talk. And Sam Pibboon, I hope I said your last name right, said, hey, what's up, AfterBuzz TV? Will you still review Married at First Sight this season? I'm not sure about the next. When is the next one? Do you know?
I wonder if they're talking about the American version, which is season 11. Yeah, you guys have to stay tuned for that. So I don't know. We don't know yet. Okay, so keep up with our
You're getting ahead of us.
Well, let you guys know towards the end. But let's jump back up into this, okay? Because before we get into the rest of the couples, we actually have a single come in, which is David from David and Haley. Yo. But Haley's not with him. It's just David that's just walking in there with no ring, no wife. Just him, himself, and
no dignity. No dignity.
Oh my gosh. Just put in an odd spot in an awkward situation. I felt bad. But you want to know what I did love about this man? I do love that when he was put on the spot, everyone's asking what happened. He said, I'm not going to speak bad of Haley without her in the room. What do you guys think about this situation and David's situation? Eldest, did you already cracking the jokes? Why don't you go?
Oh, man. I'm going to just lay it all out on the table. I don't care if you're there or not. I'm going to set that table up before you even get the chance to sit there. So I felt like, yes, it was. What's that word for people that are valor? You know, it was great. Good valor, man, for Christ. You know, he said, you know what? I'm not going to throw her out on the real road just yet. I'm going to wait until she gets there. So I thought that was commendable. Mm. But I wouldn't have done that.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
Tyler?
I actually appreciated the fact that he waited until she got there before, like, really going into anything. And that is more than, unless I really don't give a damn, that's exactly what I would have done. I would have waited until she got there and then went ahead and went into, you know, everything that was going on. Because you don't, walking into, like, especially nowadays, we all, like, I don't know what it is with our society, but we just love creating drama that's not really there. So even before we get there, we're hyping ourselves up like, ooh, low-key, hopey, something pops off so that you can have your Real Housewife moment. And I know this is a reality show, so I get that they're producers involved. Mm-hmm. But just like when Haley was in the car coming to the event, she was gassing herself up. I don't know what he said, but I'm going to be ready. And, you know, I hate these situations because you just got to walk in blind and you don't know what's been said, but I'm ready to clear everything up. Like, why are you already going into the situation with all this horrible, nasty, toxic energy? Like, the way all of us should be approaching this situation, even if something went wrong between us, it's like, okay, you know what? I'm going to come in here with the best of intentions. If you try me, then absolutely, by all means, the gloves are off and I'm coming for blood. But otherwise, oh, I'm coming to have free food, free drinks, and enjoy everybody. Like, that should be the mentality. So I just think that, once again, this whole experiment is really actually a real look at how we are in general across the board.
Then let's get into some of these other toxic couples, because they weren't the only ones, okay? They were not the only ones. We had... Okay, obviously we skipped over Vanessa and Chris. So they were like the calm couple, but nobody remembers them because they had no drama, no sweet moment. See, look at y'all. Y'all don't even remember Vanessa and Chris.
I have no clue. I don't.
I'm waiting for it to pop up on the screen so I can see, because I have no clue who that is.
Yeah, I sure don't.
Then we had Natasha and Mikey come in. They had a little bit of drama, and they're also another couple that acted like everything was all peaches and cream when they walked in. And then, of course, here comes the other drama couple, Tosh and Amanda.
Yo.
mind you, Amanda has never met any of the women. She wasn't at the Bachelorette or anything. Mm-hmm. And Tosh pretty much just left her hanging, saying, oh, but she's thinking that it's good, though. She's thinking, oh, I don't have to babysit her. That's great. She's thinking it's all good, but Amanda's feeling more like she's just been pretty much abandoned. What do you guys think about that type of situation and how Tosh has been acting with other women as well? I'll go with you, Tyler.
I do not like them as a couple. I just want it to be over. I think that Tosh is toxic for Amanda and vice versa. And in this particular instance, if I had to pick a side, because it's hard to pick a side when they're both actually being honest, I'm team, they need to break up. Because I mean, things are just not gonna get any better, like, at all. And I don't like that Amanda comes off as if she's begging this woman to be in love with her. As I said, I think the very first time we ever talked about them, when somebody tells you, I'm not into you, the reason why Tosh is so welled up with emotion and she's so, like, struggling is because she doesn't want to be there. Like,
yeah.
If she's trying to suffer through and push through, no, that's not what you do. I'm sorry, y'all. You can throw your tomatoes. You can actually hit me up at the Tyler Tyson and we can discuss this further. but you, there's nothing you can do when somebody tells you that they don't, that they're not into you. You let it go. Why are you still begging them to be a friend, be a girl, a guy, a boyfriend, or a husband, or why? Like, let it go. You deserve better than that. You actually deserve somebody that chooses to be with you, period. So I just don't, this whole situation to me is the symbol for when it's time to let it go.
Bam, you said it great. Elgin, before I go off and say my piece, I want to hear what you think about that situation.
Yeah, you know, I think a great Disney person once said, just let it go. And
Disney into this.
I hate you. I hate everything that you stand for, sir. In this bottom square down here, I hate everything that you stand for.
I can't even go anymore. I just think that people should follow context clues. You know, like, if you're in a group setting and you can feel the vibe, you know, I'm quick to catch an Uber or catch a flight or get in my car and go home if I feel like I'm not needed. And I know when to stop punishing myself. I'm not a glutton for punishment, you know. And I feel like Amanda, she's a glutton for it. Like, she wants that punishment and she gonna keep staying for it. And it's like, it's not the phrase, it's only so many times. It's only gonna take one time for me to dip out of a situation if I know somebody don't want me. And I'm not gonna change nobody's mind about wanting me, because one, that's kind of weird. Weird activity. And it's just like, I know when to leave, because that's going to make me look crazy. And I feel like they both are on different levels anyways. And the fact that you guys communicated this to each other and you're still with each other is like, what are y'all doing? There's no point in us doing this. Y'all already got the check probably. And y'all should just go separate ways, because y'all hurting yourself more than y'all a benefit to each other. And I feel like Tosh, she knows she don't want to be with that girl. She was all over the place, you know, chatting it up. You know, she was getting
flirty with the other
girl at the reception. And even here in this episode, she probably was, you know, I ain't gonna go that far. But
she was complimenting every other woman, talking about how great they smell, their nail polish,
right.
Any compliment she could find.
She got,
oh my God,
whiff.
Your toes look amazing today.
Yes!
But she couldn't find anything to say to Amanda, let this woman go.
Yes, right. You guys said that part that I was like just waiting on. Like, she was sitting on the laughs, touching the other.
She was getting
I got a tattoo, girl. Like, okay. Excuse me? You should be touching on me like that. I don't think so. And then, okay, so Amanda is a different type of character, I could tell. Because with me and knowing how I am, I would have walked right over there, dragged her off of the lab and be like, what you doing?
Not even that. I would have left.
Not even that. I would have been there. You would have been doing your thing. I would have been doing mine. And when it came time to, am I staying or am I leaving? Well, you know what? I'll save that for later. Because now I'm thinking in terms of the business, we could have an understanding. Look, this is not going anywhere, but we got to get to the finish line.
Okay.
So the more episodes we're on, the more personal money we get. And then whatever the finish line money is, that's what we need to get to. So I have zero interest in you at all. Let's be clear. But I'm down to ride on this until the wheels fall off, so we can fake the funk just to get the money. I would make that agreement. I'm just saying.
You know what? Well, that's probably right. It probably was for the money, but I don't think it was, because Amanda was in her feelings and you could tell.
So right, no, she was serious. No, she was serious. Yeah.
Instead of doing her own thing.
Yeah, she's serious. If I was serious about this thing, then yes, I'm deuces out. Otherwise, I would make an arrangement to stay just to get the money.
Okay, let me get on my own Tinder.
So the chat room is pop in. So I'm not gonna go back to everyone, but just to talk about Tosh and Amanda. India B said that she's team Amanda. Whiskey Blue said that absolutely Tosh is being horrible. And thank you. Definitely agree with me. And they should never be a couple at all. India B went on to say Amanda and Tosh were not a good pick. It seems like everybody is kind of saying the same thing. Yes, they all said the same thing. So it looks like everybody's team Amanda. We all agree that Tosh is toxic and they should not be together at all.
Tosh should be with Haley.
Well, since you brought that up, somebody did bring up Haley.
I was thinking that.
They said that Haley was full on this episode, and they felt so bad for David that she kissed him. Did she bite his lip?
She was scratching him.
I know she scratched him.
Yeah, she definitely scratched him. When they were in the room at the dinner table. Amanda actually talked to Haley, you know, kind of having to set her straight about how you write ladies. And let me know in the chat what you guys think about this, because I want to know your guys' opinions about how women, we like to write this list about everything we want in a man, how much we want him to make, what his job needs to be. And then we finally get like just a good guy in general, but we don't want him because of the materialistic thing. And I want to know from the chat, and you guys too, but I want to also know from the chat, what do you guys agree with Amanda with that? Or what do you guys think? What are your views on that? Let's go with Elgin. Let's start with you. How do you think? Do you think women are like that?
Look, in my experiences, I feel like for the most part, because I go drag them entirely, but I feel like girls do that sometimes. And I feel like not even on the financial tip, but I feel like on certain points in life, I feel like they want someone that communicates right, is loyal and faithful to them. And I feel like that's a good thing, but at certain times they focus on the wrong thing. Like I was saying this about one of the couples is that, you know, she was worried about financial issues, but she was worried about the financial and not worrying about if this person is actually compatible with her. Is he willing to build with her? Is he willing to communicate effectively with her over this long span of time? And I feel like some girls are like that. I feel like some of the ones that I dealt with were like that, and I could already tell it. So I could already, you know, like I said before, dip on an Uber or, you know, get in my car or, you know, block some people. But yeah, I feel like that is a problem sometimes. But I'm not going to say all women are like that, because I feel like I've had a fair share of ones that were like that, like knew what they want and we were compatible, but just some things didn't work out. So yeah.
What about you, Tyler? Are you always spinning your wisdom?
Let's go. I know. I always feel like I go so deep into stuff, and I'm sorry, but here we go again.
No, but I like that. The crowd loves it. Let's go. Let's get the men's view.
So I think that people, that we have made this idea of lists into a bad thing. And once again, my mantra for 2020 and moving forward is just being honest with yourself. And I know that sounds like what, but it really, if you really just force yourself to be completely honest with you, not with the rest of the world, not just with you, everything else will fall into place. And I feel like when lists are made, these lists are, if I had my way in a magic wand, this is what I would want. I would want this, I would want that. And I'm talking about the physical, superficial stuff. You'll mm-hmm. be this tall, this weight, this hair color, this eye color, blah, 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 blah. When it comes to the loyalty and the compassion and the, all, that's what we all want. So that doesn't even need to be on the list. That goes without saying, this is what I want. But what happens is we write this down and now it has to be this or nothing. Because we are the fairy tale, especially our generation, we're the fairy tale generation where we've been sold a bag of lies, where if you do this, mm-hmm. play this game, do it this way, do everything right, you're nice to this person, your Prince Charming or your golden goddess or whatever you want to call them is going to come in and is going to blow your mind, when that's not how the world works. Sometimes the person that you're meant to be with looks nothing like what's on this piece of paper. But because you have convinced yourself that it has to be this or nothing, that means that you miss out on all of those other qualities that you were looking for in a person. And so what we find here are the various stages of people that have these lists. You have people that have these lists that are just, it's either this or nothing. You have like Tosh and Amanda are probably in that category. There's one other couple, but they're also forgettable. I kind of, sorry. But then you have others where people say—
No, you're right.
But then you have others that understand that in life in general, you have to be flexible. Yeah, you want to be attracted to the person, but if you actually allow yourself to get past this list, you could fall in love with somebody that looks nothing like what's on your list and have your happily ever after. And so that's how I feel about lists. I think they're great. They're a great guide. They're a great way to get your thoughts and emotions and everything out, but it's not this stern clad contract that you have to stick by. Mm-hmm. And if he's not 6'5" with this type of body and drives this type of car, then I'm not giving him the time of day. Or for guys, if she doesn't have this type of hair or drive this or work here, then you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
And not even—
Oh, go ahead. You know, not even what? And not even
to kick people while they down. But since we are around this topic of area anyways, y'all, this is for everybody. Y'all need to stop being enamored and being so awed by these normal things that people should be doing. Like, I have a lot of friends that are like, particularly, you know, girls, you know, a dude will buy them flowers and they're like, oh my gosh, like, this is the most amazing thing. And I'm like, that's normal. Why are you so, you know, enamored amazing. By that? Or yeah. on the same, you know, flip side, you know, for men, you know, if a girl does something, you know, simple, that's normal. They're like, oh, this is the one. Like, I feel like everyone needs to stop
being impressed by mediocrity.
Mediocrity.
Like, that's not impressive in average. Like, that's right. Nothing to be impressed by. Yeah.
And then, you know.
Also be because they're surrounded by so many, you know, lows.
Yeah, that too.
You know, that when you finally get someone treating you good or average, I'll say, then it's like, it's the most amazing thing ever. But let's push forward with, Haley basically took that advice. And I think what she was thinking in her head was like, you know what, that money thing, it could be let go. Because he's making $20 an hour. I'm making some money. Like, we could survive. At the end of the day, he's a good guy. So what she tried to do was go in there And instead of talking about the situation, she kind of just wanted to just make up and kiss up and make up, was just throwing herself at him. And he's saying that he's not ready for that yet. I feel like he's like me, where it's like, no, we got to talk about the situation. We're not just going to jump the gun and make up.
Right.
So they are not on the same page at all. What are your guys' thoughts on that? Let's go, Tyler.
So as I said before, I appreciate the honesty of it all. And mm-hmm. And I also pointed out the fact that, like, when people get around others and they see, oh, everybody's paired up, then there's something in us where we forego our true feelings. We once again start lying to ourselves and creating these false narratives and then trying to create something that's not really there. But when you're dealing with someone that is actually slightly more grounded in the truth than you are, no, we're not just going to slip back in and try to put up this false pretense like everything is all good. Everything's not all good. This person that you are tonight is not the person that I've seen my entire wedding reception and honeymoon. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate, what's the guy's name? David.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate David's honesty. Now, I will say, as it relates to this whole job thing, yes, one of the worst things you can ever do is attack a man's ego. And most times when you've attacked the ego or crucified their, what did you say? His, not his pride. What did you say?
Dignity.
His dignity. Once you have crushed that, usually under normal circumstances, there's no coming back from that. Unless you just have, and you can forgive me or not, a sorry ass, weak ass man. Otherwise, you can't really come back from that. And when I say that, once again, that's not toxic masculinity or anything like that. I'm just saying when your self-esteem is not where it needs to be, that's when you kind of fester and allow people to do certain things to you. So that's what I meant by that comment. But so in this particular situation, I do feel like he held on to the fact that she said what she said. He held on to that a little bit too long. Like, they are still getting to know each other. He didn't allow for the curve for them to kind of figure each other's mannerisms and their sarcasm and all of those things out. And he took it was hurtful, it was wrong. He took it a little too personal and held on to it a little too long for my particular taste. And so I just feel like that's why she ended up getting frustrated. But she also needed to know the gravity of what she had said and had done.
Oh, do you agree, Elgin? What they say?
Well, so the chat room is jumping, and I'm sorry, y'all. I'm trying to get everyone.
No, but they thought.
Annabelle Reyna, she, about your comment before about girls in the contract, ladies in the contract, mm-hmm. she said that she thinks that some women find what they want, but they feel like it's too good to be true, and they end up messing it up for themselves. But I also see men do this as well. So that has happened a lot on this particular show. Yep. We're carrying on, mm-hmm. A point that I was going to make earlier is that I feel like we're so broken and we don't even know that we're broken. And we just carry stuff on and on and on and on and on. Somebody else said physical attraction. India B. She said that physical attraction is important. Sorry, not sorry. They think that people in general get stuck on lists and that they aren't flexible as they should be. And they basically get to a point where there are non-negotiables. Like, instead of finding little things that you can give and take, you're just like, it's this way or no way. That was the Whiskey Blue that said that. I think that's everyone.
Okay. Thank you guys so much for
coming. Chat room is jumping.
We right. love you guys here. Thank you guys also for making us the ESPN of AfterBuzz TV. We love you guys. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button because I know you guys see it. And if you guys like this video, hit the thumbs up. And don't forget to listen to us on iTunes and give us a 5-star rating. All right, Elgin, take it away. What do you think about this couple with Haley and David giving her basically the curveball?
I don't think they should be together, if I'm being honest. Like, it's like too far down that road, because I feel like when you do kind of destroy that sense of dignity or pride in a man, it's really no coming back from that. Like, they ain't gonna see you the right way for the most part. But I see, because she was saying that she was joking. Like, I saw the part where she was talking about the mannerisms and stuff like that. So I do feel like he might have held on to that just for a little bit too long, But at the same time, when they were arguing, she was giving him that same heat back. So it was like, well, it didn't seem like you were joking, you know, before when y'all were arguing, you know, y'all was going back for back. So I feel like maybe it's kind of too late for them. And then, like, low-key trying to, like, attack him or come on to him on the couch was like, what are you doing? Like, that's a quick turnoff, like, for me. Like, if you haven't presented yourself in that way before and, like, we're on just a neutral level of getting to know each other and you do something as quick as that out of nowhere, I'm going to be totally turned off because I'm like, what the heck is going on here? Like, yeah, so it's like that different energy. That was weird.
I would be weirded out. Like, that was, I don't know. I kind of agree with David, though, because I'm kind of the same person of just like, I have to deal with this problem that we have before moving forward. We got to fix the problem before moving forward. But just so you don't think that the night could get any worse, you know, it does. Because we have our other couple, our favorite couple, Alex and Yvonne.
Who's favorite couple?
Somebody's, I don't know. Yvonne has been so polite to Alex all day. Just been calling her babe. Can I get you some water? Just been treating her like a beautiful princess. And then he decides that it was a great idea to come over to Haley and just say that you're the talk of the town. Oh my gosh, what's your problem? What's going on in your story? And
yo,
all up in her business.
That was classic. I'm sorry. That was to me one of the best moments of this entire season. And if Haley's her pride wasn't so hurt, and she wasn't trying to keep up all these false pretenses, I think she actually would have gotten the joke of it all, and it just would have been a hilarious moment. That is one of my favorite moments from him. I love that moment.
What about you, LJ?
Nah, when he said that, he was like, yo, man, you're the talk of the town. I said, no. The way that she reacted, oh, she was mad. She was mad as hell. That was hilarious.
Because she was already feeling like, she was already feeling rejected. Like, she just already got rejected by her man. Then here comes this other guy that just put salt all over the wound. He just put salt all over it. And
he definitely
his girl,
did.
Alex, said, leave it alone.
Let it go, yeah.
He did not leave it alone. Would you guys have left the situation alone if you guys were in his shoes?
I wouldn't even have done that.
I wouldn't have even started it. Yeah, I would have never even started it. But you know, if I did go down that road and my partner in this tells me, yo, let it go, I'm letting it go,
right?
And then also, I don't know if y'all peeped this, but Jonathan is not and I know we're coming to him and Connie very soon. I'll save it.
I love that.
No, you're actually, because Jonathan and Connie has kind of been in the middle of everything, and
we love to see it.
I love the couple because Connie is just like a yay and everything, and like, oh, let me drag you away, babe. And Jonathan is more of like he's laughing at every situation. And I did see that one comment where he was like, dun dun dun, the minute
he's the instigator. Jonathan is an instigator. What I have noticed about Jonathan, And I think that this plays into, well, never mind, I'll get ahead. But I just think he's an instigator. And I think that he doesn't like drama. He's the typical, even though he's Australian, typical American. He likes to watch drama. He likes to watch the car wreck. He's not going to do anything to prevent the car crash or anything. In fact, he's going to get out of the way, or he's going to show you or do something so that you can go even faster to get to the car wreck. And then once the wreck happens, he's that guy in traffic that stops and he's watching, taking pictures and doing whatever he needs to do. Like, he loves, but he doesn't want the drama in his life. He's not going to get out of the car. He's not going to help you change your tire. Like, don't bring the drama to him. Oh, but he definitely wants to see it. That is Jonathan.
He and it's like, you're grab fooled. Our popcorn and wine. I'm going to see it.
Right. You're fooled by the look and all of that. Yeah, he's an instigator. He's a big instigator.
He's the opposite of who we saw, which was Steve. Steve's the older man. And Steve was the one who was actually talking to both Haley and David, sitting them both down, trying to be I'm gonna call him Dad because he gave me Dad vibes.
Just yeah, a lot of these people trying to be Dr. Phil.
But he said it himself. He said, "I'm not an expert, but I'm gonna try to talk to you guys. And my goal is because I want us all to make it. We're all in this together." Just like High School Music.
Y'all all ain't making it.
Jonathan was in the corner sipping tea with his pinky out, enjoying
it. That was India B.
Yes, that is exact. In honor of Jonathan, pinky out, no tea, but this was him.
Yo,
sipping
I love
and
kicking
in the corner.
Sipping I love and kicking in the corner. Keep it coming. Oh. You guys, we're going to move on because this was episode 8. We're going to move on to episode 9. Short and simple. We finally see the experts in person with the couples because last time they were hiding behind a camera watching them like creepers. But this time we actually get to see them in person with the couples and they tell them that it's time to commit, recommit or not. You have the chance to stay or leave. And surprise, surprise, everybody chose to stay with each other. Now, I want to know from you guys, which couples do you think should have chose the other answer, which is to leave? I'm going to go. Oh, go ahead, Tyler.
Well, I'm saying, well, we know Tasha and Amanda, they should have been the first ones to say goodbye. The couple that we were just talking about, Haley and whoever she's, David, that was she's paired with, they should have said goodbye. Those are the definite, like right off the top. And then, as if I'm not mistaken, didn't the old man and Michelle, didn't they, like they weren't on the best of terms. Like, you know, like they were kind of fumbling here and there. Like it was kind of rocky. Mm-hmm. So, and she it always gives me these moments. When I see her, she don't look like she's happy to be there. Like when she got around her girlfriends, her face was all twisted and turned up. And she was just like, when they asked her, how is it? She was like, oh. Like she was not feeling it from what I gathered. She had moments where she was, but she also had moments where she wasn't. Mm. So once again, they're one of those couples that,
you know what?
I mean, that's funny.
Which one?
Yo, she kind of was mad when they, cause they had asked her
when
too.
When they talked about the sex.
Yeah, she was
that. That's what he was thinking.
Oh yeah, she was like, "Have y'all had any sex?" And she was like, "No." Like, oh, okay. Like, not my fault.
I feel like they're all doing that to each other. Like, they're all looking at like the outer layer of like, oh well, they look good. They look good. They look good. Y'all keep in mind, y'all were not there at the honeymoon. Like everybody, they all had their own thing. I do still like think Michelle and Steve could work their thing out.
Oh yeah.
I would hope Michelle's not a yes woman, so I do fear that she doesn't just say like, okay, yeah, I'm gonna change my character for you. Like I do hope she has some type of backbone and fights back. Someone who I think should probably go home or stop talking about their problem is Poppy and Luke.
Oh, we wanted them gone. Episode 1.
Okay, Luke is great, but Poppy's doing the same thing from episode 1, which is talking about how she wants to be with her children.
I want to go back to my kids.
Goodbye, goodbye. Go. Why did you come here? Go.
Come in the first place.
And she was like, you know, I don't want America, not America, I'm tired. I don't want people, here's that woman crying again. Yes, we are saying that because yes, you are the woman that's crying again. And yes, you're always complaining. Listen. We're tired of giving you the benefit of the doubt. We're tired of watching poor Luke go out of his way to do anything possible just to try to make you happy. Like, that is just not good TV for us as the consumer. So, Poppy, go take care of your kids. Bye.
Bye, Poppy. I definitely agree with you with Amanda and Tosh. Amanda, go get you another girl that won't flirt with everybody else. And Haley, and I was actually surprised with Haley and David actually writing stay. And I'm wondering if that was production that said, wait, hold pause. Okay, rewrite your answer. I think low key that's what they did.
Y'all know they get paid per episode. When you're on these reality shows, although the coin is not much, it's still a little coin and you get paid per episode, especially these competition shows. Big Brother, I mean, pick one, Survivor, anyone, yep. Real mm-hmm. World, all those where you have to live in a house or a compound, this, The Circle, this one, that one, you get paid per episode. So the longer mm-hmm. That I can make it work with Lanisha, and we can, even if we don't get along and we're never going to be together or whatever, but we make an agreement, listen, we gotta funk, fake the funk to get to the finish line.
Bag.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
And I know Stacey and Michael said that they're the best couples, but I want to know from you guys, who do you guys think is the best couple so far in the show?
When you say best, do you mean like, give like, me the I best, want that them, best looking, best, most genuine, the one we think we're going
to
last.
Like I want them best? To make it. Like, this is my couple. I see their connection. I'm rooting for them. I want them to make it.
I know mine.
Oh, what's yours, Elgin?
Just throughout the whole entire 9 episodes so far, definitely Jonathan and Connie. You know, the whole entire time I was just interested. You know, I was looking for the cut. You know, I was sitting back. I was drinking my drink. I was watching, you know. And I was invested, you know.
Oh, my God.
And I was living for every second because I was like, this is the only genuine couple for me on that show. So.
Wow. Okay, Tyler, yeah. What about you? Oh, gosh. What did they say? Because I already know. He made a face, so you have to read it. You have to read it because you made the face. You have to read it now. He has to read it now. What did it?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I'm sorry.
Because he made a face. You have to read it now.
So, India B said that I think Poppy didn't want to be on camera with that cold sore. Oop, I mean, pimple.
Now you see so why can I leave?
Now you see why I made
I'll go leave Poppy alone.
Oh, yo, out. But you know what?
We have, oh, we all have our days. Okay, I got my right here. Okay, I'm with you, Poppy.
Oh, gosh.
Who's that?
I'm sorry. I wasn't expecting that comment. What was the whole question? What were we talking about?
Who are you rooting for, babe?
Oh, that's right. So I love Connie and Jonathan. They are one of my favorites. Jonathan's making me nervous with the whole social media thing and with the instigation thing, because mm-hmm. that once again lets me know that there's inconsistencies here with his character a little bit for me, and that could be some issues, especially for someone why can't I ever remember people's names, the woman Connie, who is kind of nervous, kind of coming out of her shell, all of those things. For him to be a little inconsistent now that his phone and social media has been added, that makes me nervous for them. So that's my only little, and the fact that I'm sorry, but at this point I need a little bit more, as Rihanna would say, love and affection. Like, at this point, we should be holding hands regularly. If you feel like slobbing me down, you should be slobbing me down. And then some, like, what in the world are we doing?
Like, dinner table? Not I'm at just, the dinner I'm, table.
I'm just saying, like, right. Oh, I meant kissing. I was talking kissing, just so we're clear. I was talking kissing.
Yeah. No, yeah. But,
so sure. With them, that's what makes me nervous. So because of that, I'm still going a little bit more with Michael and
Stacey.
No, not Michael. No. What's the couple that I like? They had the sexual attraction immediately.
Oh, Kathy and Joshua.
Them. Yeah. They are my couple right now, because I actually feel like they are being genuine in everything. Like, they're not putting up any false pretenses. The things that they're talking about actually really happened. They're not making up the fact that they're intimate or anything. Like, these are things mm-hmm. that are happening. When we see them, they're not arguing all the time. Like, it's just a natural, normal, healthy, at least from the way it's edited, relationship. So right now, okay. they are my couple. All
yeah, right. You guys listed my two. Kathy, I was about to say Kathy and Jonathan. Woo, switch. Okay, so Kathy and Josh, Connie and Jonathan. But I also wish that the camera would just give some more happy good times with Vanessa and Chris. Vanessa is, yeah, I must say, do I need to remind y'all who they are? They gave us like a very like, okay, let's skip over them, show their face, but like, let's skip over them not showing their progression or anything. But I actually think I would love to see more of that romantic story with them, knowing mm-hmm. her issue and knowing him like loving her regardless and everything, them both saying how they're both finding their connection with one another. I want to see more of that. Like, I like that.
I agree. I love them. Wow. And they are forgettable, though. That's their downfall.
And they're not going to make it, but we'd love to see it right now.
Wow. I'm the hopeless romantic, but someone over here is not.
So the Whiskey Blue said that, honestly, at this point, my fave couples are Ivan and Alex. I love them too. They have their share of issues. Natasha and Mikey, I like them as well. And Chris and Vanessa, those are the Whiskey Blues favorite couples. And mm-hmm. then India B, she agreed with the Whiskey Blue, and she said that she likes Vanessa and Chris also. They are slow bloomers.
Yeah, which
could be good.
Well, we're gonna have to see them progress in everything. But unless I've forgotten anything, did I forget anything, you guys? No.
Not that I can think of off the top of my head. Yeah, I think you got it.
With that being said, unfortunately, AfterBuzz is going on hiatus, meaning Married at First Sight. The after show will be going on hiatus, but best believe we'll still be watching the show, and we'll be on all of our social medias talking about the show. We'll be keeping up with it. We definitely love your guys' comments in the chat, so continue to comment, tweet us, definitely DM us in our own personal social medias, which we're about to give to you. So, Tyler, let them know where we can find you.
Well, listen, while we're going on summer vacation, because that's what's going on, you guys can follow me, get your entire life, keep up with all things with Tyler Tyson, and let me tell you, it's about to be stupid. So you can follow me at the Tyler Tyson on all social media.
And Elgin?
Look, y'all can find me, you know, a little bit sad that we go on no summer vacation, on Instagram and on Twitter at Elgin_ball. And, you know, just follow a kid and, you know, have fun.
You said you got a kid.
Oh, no, I said follow a kid. Not yet. Nope.
I heard you. I just wanted to drop that.
He got a kid.
You saw his heart drop. He's like, wait, what? I was like,
oh, my gosh. Yes, you guys. Definitely have fun this summer. We know that all this COVID and everything's going around. We want you guys to be safe, so wear your mask, wash y'all hands, but definitely don't let that stop you guys from having a fun party in the summer. You guys can follow me on all social medias at Lanisha, spelled L-A-N-I-S-H-A 914. We love y'all, and we will see you when we come back from hiatus.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.